Good evening. This is a news brief from the WBAI Evening News for Saturday, October 27th. I'm Paul DiRienzo. A shooter opened fire during a baby naming ceremony at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday morning, killing 11 people. Six other people were wounded, including four police officers. At least one of the wounded is in critical condition. No children were injured. The gunman was reportedly shot several times and is in stable condition. The attack occurred at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. The suspect was identified as 46-year-old Robert Bowers. Bob Jones, the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh FBI office, said they believed he was acting alone. Jones said while Bowers' full motivation is not known, the victim were targeted because they were Jewish.
This is the most horrific crime scene I've seen in 22 years with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Members of the Tree of Life Synagogue, conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship, were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith. The suspect's full motive is unknown, but we believe he was acting alone. At this time, the FBI has significant resources in and deploying to Pittsburgh from our laboratory division, our Critical Incident Response Group, our Office of Victim Assistance, and our Operational Technology Division. I can't say enough about the actions of the Pittsburgh Police SWAT team, and the Allegheny County Police. Had it not been for the quick and heroic response, this would have been much worse.
Police say Bowers made anti-Semitic comments during the attack. His social media pages were filled with virulent rants against Jews amidst photographs of his gun collection. In one comment, he posted that a Jewish group that helps refugees likes to, quote, bring invaders in that kill our people, ominously adding, "I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered. Screw your optics. I'm going in." According to authorities, Bowers entered Tree of Life shortly before 10 this morning. What happened inside was horrific, according to witnesses. On the way out, Bowers was confronted by Pittsburgh police and two officers were wounded. Bowers then retreated into the building as a SWAT team arrived. Two of the responding SWAT officers were wounded as they poured into the building and took down the assailant. The shooting is one of several high-profile attacks on places of worship. In 2015, Dylan Roof shot to death 9 people at a prayer service at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. The Anti-Defamation League says there has been a tremendous spike in anti-Semitic assaults since President Trump took office. Trump on Saturday said the shooting was a terrible, terrible thing, and in reference to the Jewish faith of the victims, the president added that is something you wouldn't believe could still be going on. A vigil for the victims is planned for the close-knit and diverse community where many still remain in shock. For the WBAI Evening News, I'm Paul DiRienzo.